This is episode 1969 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. We are at the final episode of our series all about healing soul wounds. The soul wounds are five major emotional types of pain that alter your life or how you view your life and yourself. Those are the emotions of betrayal, injustice, abandonment, rejection, and humiliation. These five different emotions can leave you feeling trapped, as though your life is forever altered in some way. And through time, you can often begin to come to a clearer understanding of what those experiences may have meant to your life and how they even made you stronger. And that is the goal. When we are experiencing a soul wound, we come to a crossroads where we can either feel more empowered by what has happened to us over time and by learning and understanding how you can move forward, or we often feel disempowered. And this, of course, depends on the particular event or soul wound you're dealing with. Many of them are very deep and seemingly insurmountable. The first reaction is often retaliation. And then usually there's a deep sadness and a grieving period. And then your anger can soar again and again. It's like a roller coaster managing soul wounds. And then eventually, you can begin to notice other qualities in your life that feed your soul rather than crush it. And these soul wounds are crushing and heavy. Throughout this series, you've explored about a hero's journey, a hero who takes these crushing moments and turns them into points in their life that defined who they are and ways they helped others through their own soul wound journeys. That's not always the case, though. Sometimes we don't feel like a hero, or we don't want to go on a hero's journey. We may want our former life back before this soul wound. We may miss someone who's hurt us deeply, even though we should not ever even want to see that person again. Soul wounds can be messy. They usually are messy. There's no clear path through soul wounds because everyone's soul wound is so unique. But there are different acts you can do to help you manage your soul wounds. And these are done before you even experience a soul wound. And if you are going through a deep soul wound, this technique will help you to pull yourself out of the pain. And that is when you give yourself a weekly reflection. It's during the times of your life when you review how you're living your life and you notice what's working well and what's not going so well. And then you notice what you would have done differently and what you could do to improve your life. And so you gain some important takeaways about yourself when you do a weekly reflection. And that's the way I end every single 7-day series. It's where you celebrate the big wins of the week and you notice and learn from the times where you feel like maybe you failed or you made a mistake. And you do this without judgment, without regret, but with an open heart to learn. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, reflect on the week and notice those soul wounds that seem to stand out the most. Notice the times during the week when you had trouble, when you felt challenged, and you maybe didn't know how to find answers. Reflect on those times. Think about what you would have done differently. No shame, no regrets, simply an open heart to become a better person. Finally, celebrate your big wins. When did you honor yourself or others? When were you allowing yourself a new story to your life's journey? Reflect over your week and then sit in stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. This is your reward for all you've been through this week. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations that go along with each week's theme, you can find those, as always, on the Sip and Om meditation app. For 2 weeks free, you gain access to over 1,800 guided meditations. You are so worth slowing down for.